95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Are we starting a weekend? Is it the weekend?
Nope.
Damn it!
It's a pretty firm Tuesday, though.
Oh, yeah, that's good, man. Yep. I like a four-day weekend.
Agreed.
And, yeah, man. What'd you do?
I did a lot. Let's compare our weekends in a minute.
Okay.
Because what'd you do?
Well, colonoscopy.
Right. How do you top that?
Yeah, you can't.
You woke up during surgery on today's show.
Oh, man.
Danny Elfman's going to join us.
Yeah!
On today's show.
Hell yeah.
And a guy eats a jar of mayonnaise to win a bet.
I could almost
full
do that.
Jar. There's no way you could. It's the grossest thing ever.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Do you like mayonnaise?
Not in straight
bulk,
out of the...
By itself.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. Also, I've heard white people smell like mayonnaise. Is that true?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I have heard that for real.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Billy Idol on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Danny Elfman coming up very soon.
That rules. I love Danny.
I do too.
That's very cool.
This is a strange TikTok that came out on Sunday. They went to a Nike store. These people went to a Nike store to shoplift.
Right. Oh, to shoplift.
And grabbed all armloads full of stuff.
Really? Where's the dude behind the counter? Ah, whatever, man. I'm on break.
They don't show that part of it. Because the interesting part of it that they have shown is another guy in the parking lot took video of this happening. So she runs out with arms full of clothes.
Wow.
And I can only assume from watching the video that the driver saw that the police were coming.
Right.
So the driver locked the doors and drove away without her.
Oh, man. Wow. All right. You go in. I'll be waiting here.
Yes,
no problem.
Yes.
You bring the stuff out. We'll go.
I assume they saw the police and didn't want to get involved anymore. So drove off. And then the woman standing there like, what?
Armfuls of clothes.
And then like looks over and sees the police car and goes, oh, I guess I should run. And just starts running.
With the clothes?
No, she dropped the clothes.
Oh, she dropped the clothes.
Ran,
you dick.
She was caught pretty quickly.
Wow.
Listen, there's a little bit of audio of her yelling at the car. She's like banging on the car and it just takes off and she has no idea what to do because now she's standing.
That's awesome.
She's standing. If you could rewind that 3 seconds, listen to the guy who was videotaping.
Yeah, he starts laughing there at the end. Yeah. Let's get to the end where he's laughing.
Yeah. Nice, you know, 3 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the very end when he takes off, the car takes off, they were robbing the 7-Eleven where
she's
Brad worked.
She's standing there in a parking lot with a ton of clothing.
There goes your ride!
And your ride's gone.
I bet he was an Uber driver.
That's fantastic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Halloween is almost upon us.
Isn't that great?
Yes, please.
It might be my favorite time of the year.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
100%. Definitely
who
my
do you
favorite
think
holiday.
Of when you talk about Halloween?
Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman, hello. Danny Elfman is joining us now on KLOS. Hey, Danny, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Always happy to have you, and especially when you're talking about adding a show.
Always seems like I'm talking about adding a show.
Mm-hmm. But seriously, like that's what happens when the first one sells out and then you need more.
Exactly. No, but I'm calling this time to talk about adding a clone.
Adding a clone.
That would make life easier, wouldn't it?
The clone done. It's just come in from South Korea where they made it.
Okay. Is it lifelike? I mean, does it look like you?
Better.
Better. Wow, best case scenario. I mean, great.
That clone will be there on Halloween.
On Halloween night. So
what are you going to be up to on Halloween night? If Danny Elfman was seen doing this and that, couldn't have been him. He was at a show.
I'll be working the controls.
Oh, I see.
There you go.
I see.
Animatronics going on it. So, you know, it takes some work still, but we're really excited about breaking the clone in Halloween night.
I love that. Okay, so Halloween night is just now being announced, and the tickets go on sale soon. But tell me about Weird Al.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited about that because I'm a big fan of Weird Al. And, you know, of course, I was sorry to hear that Paul Rubens was unable to make it. He had a previous engagement that he was committed to. And so to have Weird Al stepping in is very exciting for me.
Did you know him?
No, I don't really know him. I've just followed him. And
so you just called him out of the blue and said, I would like you to be one of the characters for...
Danny Elfman on the line.
Yeah.
How do you like to sing Locke in Kidnap the Santa Claus? And he was like, yeah.
Nice. That's really weird that you two never ran into each other.
That's
because, I used to hang out at that other station's backstage and afterwards, the after party and the acoustic Christmases sometimes, both of you.
Well, yes, that's true. And our paths have crossed. We've just never really hung out.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, that must have been a weird phone call for him.
For Weird Al?
Yes.
Especially when we explained that if he didn't do it, you know, we would have to break his arms.
Wow. Nobody wants that to happen to Weird Al.
Yeah, slightly awkward part of the conversation.
Listen, I would have stepped in happily to take that part over. I mean, I can't sing, but I would have stepped in.
Well, I hope he feels the same.
All right, for people who didn't hear the description the first time, I want you to try and describe the screen and what's going on stage and how magical it is.
Well, I mean, this is a new venue for us, mm-hmm. and I've only seen it personally, you know, in its potential, but the screens are really large. The stage comes out. It's a little bigger stage than we had before, so which is nice because we were a little bit jammed
right
there. But have a tad more room. And it looks like the layout is pretty good there for sight lines and stuff like that. So I'm just like looking forward to this as a new challenge.
And who's going to be on stage beside you and Weird Al?
Well, all the orchestra and choir. you know, I guess it's about 85 people on stage.
That's crazy. Do you guys all have, like, little TV screens so you can keep to the beat kind of thing?
Like, well...
it's a technical question. Yeah.
Yeah, but technically, it's incredibly difficult show to stay in sync with because... usually in the past when places do live music to picture in a movie, there's a lot more space between tracks, you know, between songs, between music.
Right.
And in Nightmare Before Christmas, it's almost wall to wall.
Right.
So it's incredibly challenging. So much so in the beginning, we thought it was impossible. And fortunately, John Malcheri, who's just such a whiz at this kind of stuff, he really felt it was doable and he was right. And so John is following very closely the synchronization on the screen while he's conducting.
Oh, so he's your only, like, link to being on time.
Yeah. John keeps going on time, and it's a job that he's just uniquely suited for, having spent many years doing these kind of synchronized shows at the Hollywood Bowl for other types of concerts. This is just the hardest. For me personally and the singers, we have monitors in front of us and we're definitely following bars and beats because there's no forgiveness.
Right.
It's like, it's not what, that's why it was so hard because, I'm sitting there going, okay, it's bar 327, 328.
Wow.
There I go.
Wow.
Beats again. On now, and you know, you can't be a little bit slow or a little bit fast or a little bit later or a little bit early. It's just like dead on. But now that I've done it 8 times, you know, actually more, probably like 12 times, mm-hmm. It's second nature. But at first it was like incredibly intimidating.
So that first show, I can imagine you must have been scared going into it and pretty much scared through the whole thing that you were gonna somehow get off
biff it.
Yeah, biff it. Sure.
It was really scary because all I'd done up to that point was I did songs from Nightmare Before Christmas in the Elfman Burton orchestral show that we toured everywhere, you know?
Right, which was great.
But which was really fun, but it's totally different because I get to lead. It's like a singer coming out freestyle with a band. You get to set your own tempo and the conductor follows you. So you had a little more adrenaline one night than another. I'd sing a little faster,
right,
like I used to with Boingo. And he would follow. And so it was just a whole different experience. I'd come out there and blast through 5 songs and then leave. And so here, you know, I really have to pay attention and
right.
stay on my toes.
Wow.
And it's interesting waiting between songs. It's like, oh my God, I have to sit here for 5 minutes.
It's the life of a DJ.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not used to that. That's been the first for me. But, you know, it's like, obviously, if anybody had ever done Broadway or something like that, that's part of it. You know, you have your song, have your dialogue, and then you are waiting for your cue. But I've never done any of that. So.
Right.
And like this horrible shock of like, oh my God, I don't know what to do with myself for 4.5 minutes.
I'm going to go get a bite to eat. So I would say, because we're announcing that it's Halloween night, that people should show up in costume.
Oh yeah. I mean, costume is definitely the way to go, but you don't have to.
No, of course not.
We encourage it.
Sure. So come into costume. Tickets are on sale for Halloween night, Monday, September 13th, this coming Monday at 10 a.m. But since we have Danny here, there's an exclusive pre-sale code to get tickets as early as Friday, this Friday at 10 a.m. You just use the code word JACK2 at Ticketmaster.
Is it T-W-O? Or?
Nope, it's the number two.
Number two, JACK2, okay.
JACK2, and you can buy those tickets on Friday before they go on sale to the general public on Monday.
JACK2.
It is really the best way to celebrate Halloween.
Oh my God,
in Southern California.
Oh, totally, dude.
So I could not be more happy. Just announced this is Halloween. The announcement is the second.
Yeah, after having to cancel last year. You know, I mean, that was just so hard.
Yeah, that sucked for everyone.
You know, so yeah. But, you know, that obviously we're all in the same boat. And coming out of what will have been close to 2 years of no performances, this is my first performance.
Wow.
In what'll be like a year and 9 months.
Wow.
Or may actually closer to two.
Wow, that's crazy.
To the last time I did anything. So I'm itching to get out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must be dying to stretch your muscles and get out in front of everybody again, right?
Yeah, I really am. You know, it's like it was so painful both having to cancel, you know, Coachella and Halloween last year.
Right.
And that was just brutal, as you know, but we're coming back and trying to make up for lost time, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So Halloween night is the second show. It's Disney Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's going to be with a live orchestra, and Danny Elfman's going to be there, and Weird Al's going to be there. It just sounds like the best way to celebrate. Tickets, again, go on sale Monday, this coming Monday, at 10 a.m., September 13th, but you can get the exclusive pre-sale code and get tickets as early as Friday, this Friday. Just use the code JACK2, the number 2, for your exclusive access at Ticketmaster. Danny, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Did I see on Instagram you with pigs?
Pigs?
Was it pigs or dogs?
No, chickens.
Chickens?
Chickens!
Wow, dude.
I knew it was
something. Kevin's new to this earth, so he's not sure about what kind of animals they are.
I just knew it was like I didn't expect to see Danny Elfman with chickens.
Like pigs with feathers and beaks.
You would so have those if you could.
Yeah.
I would. I have chickens, and, you know, it's my quiet time of the day.
That's nice.
I don't know. I've heard you talking to them a lot.
What are their names?
God, there's a whole bunch of different names. I could just tell you that the queen of the roost is Bobo.
Bobo!
Okay.
Yay.
That's the one I remember seeing, because I was like, Danny Elfman's talking to a chicken named Bobo.
Yeah. Like, you know, you got to do something to keep yourself active.
Yes, that is true. So, again, tickets are on sale Monday for Halloween night at 10 a.m. Or this Friday, you can get on in the exclusive pre-sale. JACK2, the number 2, is your access code. Danny, we always love talking to you.
Yeah, dude. Thank you so much, man.
Just really, really quickly.
Yes.
A very special guest announced soon.
Special guest.
Nice.
I'm not allowed to say, but you hear it. So, holy crap.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
When might we find that out?
Soon.
Oh, boo, you're a tease.
Be patient, my son.
Thank you, Danny. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You know what we forgot to mention?
What's that?
Danny Elfman's album, Big Mess, is out.
That's right. Good stuff, too.
There's a duet that he does on a song called True with a man that you might have heard of by the name of Trent Reznor.
Oh, man, that's like a perfect combination.
Right?
That is an awesome combination.
Trent Reznor and Danny Elfman. The song is True. It's on my Twitter, @TheKevinWriter. You can just look it up on YouTube. And
I like how Danny sort of takes the, you know, they both look at the dark side of stuff.
Yeah, they're sort of this.
Yes. Yeah, but Trent is like really serious about it and really digs down into the, and then he's like, what if everything was bananas? Yeah, he has chicken. They look like pigs.
So anyway, check that out. It's a great song. Let's talk about a topic that always sucks, which is active shooters. But in this case,
okay,
a guy intercepts the active shooter that was going into a club.
Oh, nice.
And stops him. And it was the bassist from one of the bands.
Oh, nice.
Listen to this.
Begin the news at 6 tonight with the heroic actions of a man by the name of Darren Wall. He's a bass player for a heavy metal band out of Seattle that was performing over the weekend at The Shredder, a popular music venue south of downtown Boise.
All right, I'd just like to say The Shredder is a great name.
Boise, Idaho. Right. I mean, you know. Hey, I don't know. How about The Shredder,
the
man?
The Shredder,
Wall took a bullet to the leg while stopping a man who had a gun.
I don't know if anyone else saw it, but I saw him do this into the crowd, like make a finger gun motion.
At that point, 26-year-old Ethan Bird had Darren Wall's attention.
I got a weird feeling right away because, you know, sometimes when you confront really wasted people, really drunk, they're really, you know, angry and they're shouting and they're belligerent. This guy was much more cold, I would say.
Yeah, that's a sign for sure.
That's a big sign. Imagine if this guy hadn't intervened.
Oh my God.
As well, because
he'd be hearing about this on the news.
He was going into the club.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
The bands playing at the Shredder were packing up in the early hours of Sunday morning.
What bands were they? They haven't said
yet.
Didn't
say.
Come on.
Didn't say it
Wall
all.
Says Bird didn't attend the show but arrived after and quickly got in a disagreement with a member from one of the other bands. He says Bird was blocked from getting into the Shredder, where it quickly started to become physical.
It resulted in some pushing and shoving, and the shooter got pushed backwards, at which point I saw him reach behind his back and grab the gun. And that's when I moved in. No other options went through my head.
Wall says he kicked the shooter on the inside of his leg.
Nice.
Right?
That's good.
The bassist is like, kicking ass.
The two began to grab each other.
Well, the gun, I believe, was in his pocket of his pants. And he shot me through his pants, and he got me in the upper thigh.
It's starting to get weird there. Something a little bizarre.
The guy can't get the gun out because it's in his pant pocket.
Could be an idiot.
So he like turns and aims it through the pants at the other guy and hits him in the leg.
I think I've done something like that before. But damn, I mean, good on him.
How great is that?
You don't suggest that people take stuff into their own hands, but if you got that shot,
no,
man,
but
if you
aren't we past that?
Yeah, you kind of have
Unfortunately,
to.
No, we're past that. So if there's someone on a plane that's
say
acting up,
yes.
Everybody stands up and says, not today.
Right.
Not today.
Exactly.
Satan. Yes. Yep, yep. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How did your little procedure go, my friend?
Oh, my lovely colonoscopy?
Mm-hmm.
It was great. They were all really nice. I mean, you know, it's the least I had to pay for butt play in my life. I mean, insurance covered it amazingly. No, it was you know, super easy. I'm really glad I did.
So they give you the IV.
Yep.
And then you're gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, whew, man, that was the best nap I've ever had. Now, I'm really good with time. I can wake up at 3 in the morning and tell you within about 20 minutes what time it is.
I'm pretty good at that, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But I had to ask the nurse when I woke up. I'm like, this is a weird question. How long was it?
Uh-huh.
And she looked it up. She's like, 20 minutes. I'm like, to me, it was
1 second.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, that's how it works.
100%.
Yeah, you wake up and you go,
wait,
am I already done?
Yeah. And loopy as hell. I was in a good mood. Like,
sure.
One of the nurses walked by and I'm like, whoa, you're in a good mood. I'm like, these are the best, cheapest drugs I've ever had.
No one's ever said that about you.
No. It was really weird.
You're in a great mood.
Yeah.
So good times for you over the weekend.
It was a blast in 3/4. I'm glad I did it. Listen, all you old people like me, time to get her done. You know, the doctor wants you to do it.
Define
no big
her.
Deal. You know, the butt play. You can pretend like you're really disgusted with it. And, of course, the lead up is horrendous.
Great.
No, I just powered it. You know, I'm like, I've drunk.
That's kind of all you have. Yeah, that's a way to do it.
I've drunk much worse stuff to get a buzz than that stuff.
Well, that didn't exactly give you a buzz, but
no, and exactly all it did was give me that.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
yeah, we don't need details.
No.
So I wanted to do this call-in topic on Friday, but Mr. Scaredy Pants on Thursday. I don't want to do
that. That's not true. We did the colonoscopy disaster.
I'm gonna get a procedure. I don't want to talk about it. So I personally have woken up once during surgery.
Oh, man, really?
Yes, and it was the worst thing of my life.
Oh, my God. What were they cutting on?
It was, they were doing a procedure on my back, and I could feel
everything. Oh, man.
Everything.
And so no little bell to tell them, hey, I'm awake here?
I was yelling.
Oh, but they couldn't hear you.
They could hear me.
Oh, but they couldn't put you down more.
They just assumed that I would be... You know, there's something weird about that. Did they use propofol? There's something weird about that particular drug that has a mind-erasing element to it.
Oh, yes.
Which is really weird. Yes, like, yes, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But they weren't using that one this time.
They weren't?
No.
Oh. Huh.
So I woke up and I felt everything. And I was screaming and they were just ignoring me because they figured... Oh, he won't remember this.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, it was rough.
Wow.
So.
Holy cow.
I would like to talk to you if you woke up during surgery.
Wow.
I imagine this happens, I mean, honestly, a lot, don't you think?
Yeah, probably a fair amount. Because it's such a fine balance. Like, how much is going to put this person out? I mean, that's a hell of a job. And how much is not going to kill them?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that particular drug, they can keep a really good eye on.
Yeah, but the whole thing of putting a human down is intense.
They check your blood pressure, all that stuff. Yeah.
How long were you awake, do you think?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, it was the worst.
Wow.
It was the worst
ever. Did you tell them afterwards in the recovery room? You're like, yeah, I was not kidding. I remember it.
My doctor came. This is the weirdest conversation I've ever had with a doctor. My doctor came to me and I was pissed.
Sure.
And he said, can I do anything for you? And I said, yeah, you can give me a referral to another doctor that'll knock me out. And he said, and I quote,
yeah,
I'd be careful what you say.
What?
And I thought,
what does that mean?
And I thought, are we about to fight?
Hold on, let me pull my robe closed. Oh my God, yeah, that's weird.
It was not a great experience.
Don't give me your doctor's name. I don't want to go. I loved my doctor. She was awesome.
Let's stop talking about me. Let's talk about other people who woke during surgery because to be a thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's absolutely.
I don't know. Maybe some people are adapt to the drug less or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it takes more than they thought it was going to take or whatever. But it does seem like people wake up a lot during surgery.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Another one of my fears. So 818-955.
Hold on, I got to put that to the list here. It's number 64.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. When are those guys going to tour again? Am I right?
Yeah. I haven't seen one of them. Oh, wait.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about you woke up during surgery when you were not supposed to wake up. That seems bad. That happened to you?
Well, it was during a C-section.
Uh-oh.
I felt the surgeon cutting me open.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Wow. That seems bad.
It was terrible.
Wow.
Did they give you, what's the shot that they give you?
I had an epidural.
Yeah, they give you an epidural like high enough that you shouldn't feel anything beneath that spot. That didn't work?
Right. So the problem is I'm a redhead, and redheads tend to need a lot more anesthesia than other people.
But don't doctors know that? Or anesthesiologists?
You would think so, right?
Yeah. Wow.
That is horrifying.
Did you?
Yeah, pretty terrible. Pretty terrible. I don't recommend
them?
It. I did tell them. I said, I can feel that. And I remember the surgeon looking at my husband who was in the room and then looking at the anesthesiologist and he gave me something stronger and it knocked me out.
Oh, okay. That seems
Wow.
That's where I'd want to be going right about then.
Same. No, that's where I'd want to go before he started.
Yeah, I'm glad you can laugh about it now. I mean, because damn, that's really intense.
Damn, indeed.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for calling. And have you ever, how old is the baby now?
She's 8.
She's 8. So when are you going to tell her this story?
Probably never.
Yeah.
You almost killed me, honey.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. You woke up during surgery?
Well, no, I didn't wake up during surgery, but he went too deep when he gave me an epidural. He went too deep through my spine and he released spinal fluid into my back, and I was in pain for 2 days. I couldn't move.
Oh my God, is that headache that feels like your head's going to explode?
Oh my God, I laid on the bed for 2 hours, and not only that, then they wake me up and they tell me, "Well, sorry, I don't care. Do you want more fentanyl?" And I said, "What? I didn't even approve the first order of fentanyl." They said, "Well, do you want more to get rid of the pain?" I'm like, "No."
What do you mean, no? What's wrong with you?
I mean, hold on. If you have any of that left over, I'll be taking it home, please.
Well, I got morphine. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. But, yay!
Right? But I'm like, no, no, thanks. But then they dumped me off. They took me in a wheelchair and said, "We need your table." They took me down in a wheelchair to my friend, dumped me in the car, and said, "If it gets worse, go to the ER." And before I could say anything to her, she was already walking back inside.
Wow!
Did you deliver in the back of a van?
No, it was for an epidural for my back.
Oh, you mean there was a procedure for your back? Gotcha.
Yeah, and gotcha. They stuck a needle in my spine. And
yes,
yeah,
I know way too many people that have to deal with that particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy. That was my first time. I'll never do it again.
But I got to tell you, if I had that headache that you had, I would absolutely take the fentanyl.
Yeah, but I didn't even know that they were giving it to me in the first place.
Next time I have another 3-day weekend, I will take the fentanyl.
Right. Okay, I got you. Hey, can you give me some bud?
Did they give you a to-go bag?
Smoke me out or something.
Yeah, right? Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. 818-955-KLOS. You woke up during surgery? A couple from Kiss on a 2 for Tuesday.
We should give away some tickets for Kiss.
Let's do that. We got some.
Two tickets to see Kiss End of the Road World Tour. Not right this second.
Nope. Put the phone down. Throw it across the room.
Between 5 and 6, you can win tickets to see them at September 9th at Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine.
Nice.
Right now we're taking calls from people that woke up during surgery. You did that?
Nah, you know what? I was actually calling because of the story you guys were saying earlier with the bass player that took down that gunman.
Yes.
I just want to reiterate how important is a bass player on the band, you know? I mean, you're like the MVP.
That's true.
I assume you're a bass player for a band.
Right?
How
about that?
How many
How many lives have you saved besides, of course, the music itself?
You know what? It's kind of funny because I actually called a while back saying that how we want to go down, and I called saying that I wanted to go down taking down the gunman or something like that.
Oh, right. That's right. So it's already in your head. Wow.
Gunman. I mean, the drummer would never do that.
Right? The drummer's a pussy.
Let's get Dave Grohl on the phone right now and make fun of him. Phil Collins, you suck.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. You woke up during surgery?
I didn't wake up, but I was talking. It was during the same procedure Sluggo had. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was dating a booty licker, and I can't even imagine what I was saying.
I was wondering what I was going to be talking about.
More.
I talk about my sleep, so...
Yeah, every nurse in the room was just smirking at me afterwards, and I was like, oh, my
That's
God.
That's awesome.
But, hey, you're right. That propofol, man, that was the best nap I ever had.
Right?
Yep, knocks you right
just
out.
Just gone.
Yeah. Also, you wake up pretty quickly from it, too.
Yeah. And in a hell of a mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
You know what we should do? We should get some at our homes and take a nap and sleep that way at night.
I'm not opposed.
Good idea.
Yeah, right?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, you woke up during surgery?
Yeah, I was getting a meniscus reduction and a grafted MCL put in to replace mine that had exploded.
Right.
I told the doctor ahead of time, hey, I have a high tolerance to drugs. He just kind of looked at me and blew me off. Well, I woke up at about 3/4 the way through my surgery. And, of course, I could feel a little bit, but I poked my head up and looked at him. And my doctor looked right at me and said, oh, poof. And they all freaked out and held me down and then put the mask over my face to put me back out.
Wow.
That is not pleasant.
Yeah. So when you woke up, did you immediately know where you were? Or did you have to get your bearings for a few seconds?
It took a few seconds because I just remember looking up, being blurry, and seeing the side of the person's face. Because they're not looking at me. They're looking at my knees.
Of course.
You know, it's so crazy that we do this. You know, the humans are doing this, trying to put us to sleep and then go cutting on us.
Did they use a ligament from a dead body?
Yeah, that's why it's called harvesting.
Woo!
This is too much information.
I'm loving this. Dude, thanks for calling, man. Thank you very much.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I woke up during surgery.
Why is everyone that woke up during surgery a woman?
Yeah, so far.
That's shocking.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What happened to you?
I was getting micro contouring. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. I woke up during surgery, and I didn't disclose that I'm an insomniac before because I don't know, I didn't want to pay more for anesthesia. But I woke up and I just felt like there were like 5 power drills in me, and I tried to scream and nothing came out.
It's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
I don't remember anything until I woke up, and I was like, I asked the doctor, did I wake up during surgery? Nope, you were dreaming.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, if you could get away, if you bought that, he would be very happy.
Now you're on a radio station telling the world.
Worth it. I'd 100% do it again, though.
Wow, really?
All right.
Yeah.
Look at that. All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you woke up during surgery?
Yes, I did, actually. I was 19 years old, and I was having all 4 of my wisdom teeth pulled.
Yikes!
And at some at some point in the middle of it, I just remember it was really bright, and I felt this tugging sensation, and I was trying to say the F word, but I couldn't say anything.
Well, your mouth's propped open,
in my mouth.
Yeah.
And so I just went, and all these people were looking at me like, oh my God, and they were trying to figure out what to do.
Did they not knock you out then?
They did. They gave me that shot in my arm, and they gave me more, and then when I woke up the next time, I was in a completely different room, and I had doctors all around me because they gave me too much and almost killed me, and they were trying to give me a cookie. I remember that.
We can make it all better
here,
with the cookie.
Yeah, just take the cookie and then sign this form here that everything's cool.
By the way, I would have taken the cookie.
Yeah, take the cookie.
What kind of cookie?
Yeah, but it was a KLOS free ride, and it was brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. And when I understand, they make it easy. I don't know.
Do you feel like that fit right in?
Should have done that in stereo. No, absolutely not. It's an abomination, in fact.
Wow. Listen, it was an attempt. That's all you can
do. Yeah. A sucky attempt.
We're professionals.
Yeah.
Did you see the college football? It's not actually college football. It was before a college football game where the guy ate an entire giant, like a trash can full of mayonnaise.
Why? Bet, I'm guessing. I bet.
I don't know. It's called. Dare? No, I think it's maybe a sponsorship thing.
What?
It's called like the Duke Mayonnaise Challenge or some nonsense like that.
Come
the
on.
Game was.
They're just trying to get rid of old mayonnaise.
Maybe.
Here, but eat all that. And it's a dare you.
It's super gross.
Yeah, that is.
I mean,
I'm getting a little queasy.
It's like this big.
Yeah,
it's
like a proper. Like you go to Costco and get the jar for the restaurant size.
Yes.
Wow.
And if you just look, like he is just.
Oh, he's going to town.
Powering it down.
Wow.
That is gross. Do you think that was a setup thing by the sponsor?
Or I hope not.
Or do you think it was a guy that said, dude, I'll give you $5 if you can finish
that?
That's what I'm guessing, too.
Yeah, I could see it not staying down. How would that be good for the mayonnaise company?
That's a good point.
Yeah, so.
So it was more likely a bet.
Yeah, that's got to be, I would think.
I need surprisingly little to do that kind of bet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like you go, give you a dollar. All right.
Yeah. I guess I found that to be the case. Yeah, we do like bet on things quite a bit here in the studio. For points.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't bet for money because that would be illegal.
Oh, my gosh. I would never do such a thing.
Because we care about rules.
So if I bring in a jar of mayonnaise tomorrow and I bet you 5 points that you're going to...
Boy,
how big a jar then? Not that big.
There's no way you could eat that big a jar.
No.
You'd have 3 reversals halfway through. That's just not...
Nicely put.
That's not something...
And I love mayonnaise. I hated mayonnaise as a kid, but I came to... I could probably do quite a bit of that. That is the one thing I could actually do a fair amount of.
Straight mayonnaise?
Yeah, after the colonoscopy mix, whatever the hell they gave to me, I just slammed that stuff down and didn't even get queasy at all.
Yes, but that's a different substance.
It is. Yeah, it's a slimy.
It is a gross substance as well.
Awful.
But
I mean, at least mayonnaise tastes good.
Full jar. I don't like mayonnaise by itself.
Oh, okay. Well, what's something like a large amount?
I mean, I've done sour cream and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah. How much sour cream at one time?
I don't know. It was a pretty big bowl.
Just for the halibut, or was it?
No, bet? It was. My daughter said $5 if you eat it.
I love your family.
So it's just
constant chaos and nonsense. That's awesome.
And that's all it takes is, between $1 and $5.
Sure.
And you pretty much are committed.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So we're going to take some phone calls about the dumbest things you did on a dare or a bet.
I had some friends call me one time and say that, hey, why don't you pretend something and we'll do it on the air? That was probably the dumbest thing.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Those guys sound like idiots.
I was really stoned at the time.
So the dumbest thing you did on a dare or on a bet.
Yeah, that's
good. I dare
good.
You to eat that. I bet you can't eat that.
Right. But you did. Or you tried.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be food.
Yeah, maybe it went south, too. Yeah, no, right?
It could be anything that you did on a dare or bet.
My kid made mud pies. Let's see you eat them.
Oh, Lord, what's wrong with you?
Well, what's wrong with a kid making mud pies? Pointless. You can put any sugar in this?
So, 818-955-KLOS. Somebody said to you, I'll give you $5, or I'll bet you can't, or...
And you did. And you tried.
You did it.
You gave it your all.
And it may not have been the best decision.
Probably not.
Those are the calls we're looking
for. Yeah, that's what we're
looking for. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking earlier today about a guy on TV on a college football game who ate an entire jar of mayonnaise. And by jar, I mean tub.
It was like Costco size.
And it's gross.
Very unpleasant.
We're asking you the dumbest thing you did on a dare or a bet.
Yeah, I was one dare to put my ball in your mouth.
Did you take that dare? Did you take that dare?
And I regret it.
Never not funny, dude.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
We're talking about the dumbest thing that you did on a dare or a bet.
Yeah, my buddies went to In-N-Out and they told me, he said, no balls, you can't eat a 4x4 in one bite.
One bite? I'm sorry, is your nickname No Balls?
Yeah.
The last guy doesn't want to hear from you.
Is your nickname No Balls?
I told him I had some big cojones, so I did it in one bite and I burnt the shit in my mouth.
Wow.
That seems not great.
Did it all stay down? Were you really able to cram your mouth? Wow.
Yeah, I have a video on it.
Wow. Post it.
Is it a postable video that you might post on, Twitter or Instagram?
Yeah.
Please do.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, post it there. Right on, dude.
Right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. We dare you to.
All right.
Right on, man. Thanks.
Not the last guy. Not the first guy.
No.
Put that on.
No.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Raider Dan. I have a story for you.
Yes, Raider.
Do it.
But before we get to the story, hey, I won something on KLOS like 5 weeks ago and I never got it in the mail.
Well, that figures.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
How do you think we keep offering stuff to give out?
By the way, we got KISS tickets to give away.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
We just lie to you and we say congrats and then we keep it.
And now we'll pretend like we'll talk to you off the air about it, but what was your story?
So back in, I believe it was like 92 or whatever, Raiders were in Los Angeles. They won a playoff game. It was the last day that Bo Jackson played, ended his career on that day.
Okay.
We were leaving. Al Davis put up giant banners all over the stadium. We were walking out, and people were climbing the poles and taking the banners down.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, you know, I was walking away. My friends were like, dude, you're Raider Dan. You got to do it. Okay, so I climbed the pole. I'm holding onto the pole with my legs and one arm. And I finally get up there. I'm like, okay, how am I going to get this down? It's nylon rope. I reach in my pocket, and I had fingernail clippers. So little by little, I'm taking tiny bites at this nylon rope.
Can I just interrupt and ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
Why do you have fingernail clippers?
You gotta be ready to
in your pocket.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have them?
What? Everyone doesn't have them.
Right.
So you're chopping away at this rope.
I'm taking little bites, you know, they're little fingernails. I'm taking little bites of this nylon rope. Finally, I get the flag to come down. I stuff it in my vest. I'm climbing down the pole. As I'm coming down, I'm looking around at the stadium, and the other people that are coming down, the cops are waiting for them at the bottom. I'm like, oh, my goodness, they're getting arrested.
Right.
So I look down at my feet, you know, and nobody. So I get all the way down, stuff it in my vest. And I squat down and I make it to the first exit all the way to the parking lot. I tell my partners, dude, I'll see you in the parking lot later. So long story short, I have property of Al Davis.
Nice. Ding, 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 ding. Well done, sir.
We have a winner.
We have a winner. 818-955-KLOS. You did it on a bet.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We started the hour with a guy eating an entire jar of mayonnaise. And it's not something that you need to see, even though I posted it. If you go to my Twitter, don't watch it. I'm just telling you it's gross.
There you go.
And we're talking about the dumbest things you did on a dare or a bet.
We had a friend that everybody used to hang out with, Chili Boy. And he kept a big, giant can of chilies. And he would pay people $25 to $50 to eat a whole handful of jalapenos to watch him dance and turn red, and you couldn't drink any water. So I decided to take him up on that bet, and yeah, not good.
Really? So your conclusion is not good?
Not good. Chili Boy is not good.
How much did you make on the deal?
I made $40.
Ah,
All right. I mean,
righteous.
How long were you hurt?
It was the next day it hurt even worse.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hello, KLOS. What did you do or eat or whatever on a bet?
All right, dumbest thing I ever did. So I was with a bunch of homies pretty late at night, and there was some type of pepper. I forget if it was jalapeno or something super hot, but they cut off the top. They dared, and they filled it with sriracha. Oof. And tapatio to sure. the top and dared me to eat it. And I did it. And then we all had class the next morning, and they saw when it all hit me. I had to get up in the middle of class and run out to the bathroom, and they all knew why.
You had to sprint.
Everybody but the teacher.
Exactly. Like, I regretted that for hours.
Why did I get into class. This damn job?
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I'm happy that was you and not me.
Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I ate some June bugs.
You Ooh. Ate some June bugs, okay.
The first year it started out with just one. It landed in my Corona, like at a 4th of July party.
Yes.
My buddy said, hey, dude, I'll give you $5 if you eat that thing. So I just drank my beer and swallowed it. And then they decided they wanted to add one every year for about the next 10 years.
Oh. And were they giving you cash for this?
No, it just became a thing.
Just a thing.
So you really got 10 yeah. down? Were they wiggling? Were they struggling to hang on to their bug life?
Yeah. So I would put them in the beer, and then I'd swallow them. Mm-hmm. I never chewed on them.
Sure.
But every once in a while, they would come to life and latch, because they have like those thorny legs, they would latch onto my tongue.
Oh, no! That's so gross.
Dude, I'm really inclined to ask what it was like when they came back out, but I think we'll leave it there.
Nope. KLOS, who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, you're caller 13.
Oh, that's awesome.
Was your radio talking to you, or maybe a man from the 23rd century?
Yeah, no, it was definitely a dude from Star Wars.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Not Star Wars.
Whatever,
Star
man.
Wars.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Star Trek.
I was going to make a Star Wars, Star Trek joke, and that's what stuck in my head. Hey, yeah. So I did.
That's bad news for you, because we're going to get all the calls. You got two tickets to see Kiss End of the Road World Tour September 9th at Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine. Congratulations.
Woo! Kiss. I don't think I've ever seen Kiss before.
Really?
Are they good?
Yes!
I think I've heard of them.
I think it's a brand new band. I don't know. I think they're getting their feet.
I just want to say that it was not Sluggo and I with the Star Wars, Star Trek thing.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
This is
dude. Send them all to Kevin.
No, what? How dare you?
And now, a moment with Kevin.
Danny Elfman is on the phone. Danny, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Did I see on Instagram you with pigs?
Pigs?
Was it pigs or dogs?
No, chickens.
Chickens?
Chickens!
Wow, dude.
I knew it was
something. Kevin's new to this earth, so he's not sure about what kind of animals
Listen,
they are.
I just knew it was like I didn't expect to see Danny Elfman with chickens.
Like pigs with feathers and beaks.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
I object, Your Honor. Hey, don't forget that Danny Elfman also has a new album out called Big Mess, and he has a new song out called True, and the video for it is up today, and it is Danny Elfman and Trent Reznor.
Oh, my God. Yo, I saw some of that. It's crazy.
Yes.
Crazy-ass video. Very
Danny
cool.
Elfman and Trent Reznor. The song is True. You can look it up on YouTube, and you can buy his album now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You know what we forgot to mention?
What's that?
Danny Elfman's album, Big Mess, is out.
That's right. Good stuff, too.
There is a duet that he does on a song called True with a man that you might have heard of by the name of Trent Reznor.
Oh, man, that's like a perfect combination.
Right?
That is an awesome combination.
Trent Reznor and Danny Elfman. The song is True. It's on my Twitter, @TheKevinWriter. You can just look it up on YouTube. And
I like how Danny sort of takes the, they both look at the dark side of stuff.
Yeah, they're sort of this.
Yeah, but Trent is like really serious about it and really digs down into the, and then he's like, what if everything was bananas? Yeah, he has chicken. They look like pigs.
So anyway, check that out. It's a great song.
Wrapping up with a delicious wonton song, couple in a row from Led Zeppelin on a 2 for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS.
Time to talk about what we learned.
Oh, nice. I wasn't paying any attention in class today. So.
If you're going to rob a Nike store,
uh-huh.
make sure that you have a getaway driver who will not lock the door on you and drive away.
Cops, man, I'm out.
When the police showed up, she was standing there because the car left her.
Oh, man, that is cold.
So good.
Cold.
The bass player is apparently the most important member of any band.
Yeah, who knew?
And also stops active shooters.
Yeah, might save your life.
He got shot in the leg, but look, that's what bass players do.
Forget the piano player. A bassist plays Save My Life Tonight.
drinking 10 June bugs for no reason and not even getting paid.
Ah!
What the hell is wrong with you?
That is the roughest of all the bad bets we heard.
And as you just heard, we announced Danny Elfman at the Bank of California Stadium Halloween night. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. and the password is Jack. The number two.
I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in rock in 1985 for the very first time in the rock era. Top three songs in the Hot 100, all written for movies. St. Elmo's Fire was number one. Power of Love, Huey Lewis from Back to the Future was number two. And We Don't Need Another Hero, Tina Turner from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome was number three. It was on this day in rock in 1987 in the UK. Pink Floyd released A Momentary Lapse of Reason. That was their first album, sans Roger Waters.